on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday morning. It is the December 11th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, broadcasting today from the shores of the historic Ashley River in Charleston, South Carolina. We have a rally taking place right now in the market. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 281 points to 24,704 after flirting with the 24,000 support level yesterday. Well, now we've got a 700-point cushion. The S&P 500 is up 34 points today to 2,671. After flirting with its 2,600 support level yesterday, up 33 today, 2,672. The NASDAQ having a very good day, up 98 points. That works out to a 1.4% gain, 7,119 on the NASDAQ. Russell 2000 small cap index up 1.1% this morning to 1,458. We've got crude oil up $1.20 to $52.20. Gold up $1.90. The rally in gold cooled off a little bit yesterday. $12.51 now on gold. Silver's up 19 cents to $14.80 per ounce. And the 10-year yield moving back up, but only one basis point here. We've had a pretty good rally in the bond market. I think it's a good time if you haven't had a chance to sell bonds and get out and run for cover. I think this is a good chance. We're at 2.86% today. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management. And once again, broadcasting from the shores of the historic Ashley River. A little bit of chop out there on the river today. Looks like the tide's going out, but it's a cool, nice, sunny day here in Charleston. And it's a very sunny day right now in the market after a good comeback yesterday. At one point yesterday, we were down some 500 points. And I've been saying that, you know what, we're sitting right on support. We're holding that support. I still believe that we're putting in a bottom after this recent 13, 14% correction that we've had over the last 6 or 7 weeks. And the bottoming process is not a pretty process, but as long as it holds the bottom, that's the key. And so far, it is doing that. And I've also been saying that as opposed to this being a market that's on a cusp of a bear, I believe still that it's deeply oversold and that this presents a buying opportunity. Well, I've only got 55 B-plus or better stocks as we begin a new day in the market. That's a very low number, but I've got another 87 that have an A or better momentum grade. And then I've got a lot of my old favorites to look at. So I think I got about 450 charts to look at there as far as new potential buys for my four portfolios that I manage here at Gunderson Capital Management. And I've got about 190 or so to look at today that are owned here at Gunderson Capital Management between my current clients that have recently come to me, and between the stocks that I currently own in my managed accounts. I'm about 50% cash right now as this bottoming process continues, hoping that it holds. From a fundamental perspective, it should, but we take it a day at a time. Well, yesterday we had a big morning sell-off. Oh man, it got ugly. We were down 500 points at one point in time. And then I saw a turnaround. I saw a turnaround in the technology stocks yesterday. the FANG stocks, the growth stocks that I so much am enamored with. And that turnaround came about midday or so. And we actually had the S&P going up 1.9% from its low. That's the biggest intraday upside reversal since February of this year. That's a very important fact. We like reversal days. And the Dow ended up 2.1% from its low. It actually ended up, after a 500-point drubbing, it ended up in positive territory. That was its largest intraday bounce since April the 4th. Well, the market plunged as UK Prime Minister Theresa May was speaking before Parliament, talking about delaying the vote in Parliament, originally scheduled for Tuesday. Brexit plan, which, you know what, that's been in the news now for over 2.5 years, and they still haven't worked things out. She can't get a good deal from the EU. They basically said, good luck to you, and don't hit yourself with the door on the way out. Don't let the door hit you on the way out, United Kingdom. And at the same time, the majority of the folks in the United Kingdom don't want Belgium telling them what to do, or the EU. So there you go. There's the impasse that is happening right now in Europe. I think Europe is very vulnerable to a recession. Very, very vulnerable. In fact, in my newsletter over the weekend, I said that Europe has slipped technically into a bear market. And unlike the U.S., the fundamentals of Europe don't look very good right now. Their growth is chugging to a very slow growth, if any. And we've even seen some negative quarters show up here and there in China. Or not in China. In Germany. And we've also seen what's going on in France right now. So why is the market up then? Well, now we're only up 200. We were up 300. Because there's supposedly new talks going on between the U.S. and China. But then after the market opened this morning, guess what? China arrested one of our people, or a Canadian. It might have been a Canadian. You know, in retaliation for the arrest of the CFO of Huawei, which is the big technology company in China. So that has taken 100 points of steam out of this market. But there supposedly are new talks between the U.S. and China. We're holding one of their people hostage. Now they're holding one of our folks hostage. I think it's a Canadian, actually. The roadmap for the next stage of trade talks between the U.S. and China was discussed Tuesday morning. That's this morning, Beijing time, during a telephone call between Vice Premier Liu He, U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin, and Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer. Sounds like China is very anxious indeed to get this thing settled. And in fact, yesterday, March 1st, was put out as a hard deadline by Robert Lighthizer. Well, this morning, both sides exchanged views on putting into effect the consensus reached by the two country leaders at their meeting and pushing forward the timetable and roadmap for the next stage of economic and trade consultations work. So we'll see where that goes. And, of course, that had the futures up 300. We're now up 195. We have had an arrest since the market opened. Tit for tat, I guess. And that's all part of the positioning that is going on right now in this standoff between the U.S. and China. The automakers up, I don't know if they still are. Let's take a look. China is taking initial steps to lower its tariffs on U.S.-made cars back down from 40%. Would you buy a GM car that had a 40% tariff? I won't even buy a GM car without any tariff on it, you know? That's just me, I know. But to go from 40% to 15%, that's a pretty big concession being made on U.S. cars. GM stock up 3.1% this morning on that news. Ford stock up 1.5%. And Fiat Chrysler is up 1.8% this morning on the news. President Trump has hinted once again on very productive conversations with China, although Bloomberg reports that the China cabinet is still reviewing the auto import proposal. Well, Bloomberg's going to throw a lot of water on any good news between now and the next presidential election, because from what I understand, Michael Bloomberg has thrown his hat into the ring, and he's got a pretty big bully pulpit with his big Bloomberg news network. Okay, automakers getting a bump, CPI coming in. Uh-oh, do we have inflation raising its ugly head? Featured stocks of the day. A lot to talk about here on this Tuesday, December 11th. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking in almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate, with clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show. We are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Keep talking.
You ready?
Yeah, go.
All right. Boy, I'll tell you, literally, my broadcasting equipment just snapped, crackled, and popped. Well, got another project here after this show is over. So we'll do the rest of the show from my handy iPhone. Let's talk about PPI for a minute. That is the producer price index. If you're looking for inflation, if the Fed is looking for inflation, they're not going to find it here in the PPI. The PPI comes in at 0.1% this morning. Annual PPI rate, 2.5%. Inflation remains very benign, meaning that we more than likely will get another rate hike in December. But right now, the market is pricing in only one more rate hike next year, one rate hike in 2019. That would be a very favorable circumstance for the future of this bull market, which is over 9 years old right now. Now, speaking of recession, I have warned you, and I'm telling you again, you will hear the word recession 19 gazillion times between now and the elections in 2020, which are now getting closer and closer, right? In January, President Donald Trump begins his third year in office. A new election season is underway. We just buried George Herbert Walker Bush, who lost a chance at a second term of his presidency to President Bill Clinton because of a recession. And they used that to their good. George James Carville used the expression, "It's the economy, stupid." Well, I don't think Trump is stupid, nor are his people stupid. And I don't think that the opponents are stupid. And they will use that recession word in every way possible, and hoping that the U.S. does go into a recession next year, especially 2020. That would be prime time for a recession for the Democrats and those looking to unseat Trump, because that has been proven to be a winning strategy. Now, what are the chances right now of us going into a recession in 2019? Well, we have four different big advisory groups, banks, weighing in on that this morning. We have J.P. Morgan, UBS Group, Goldman Sachs, Bank of America recently issuing notes assessing the chances of a recession next year. Okay, let's begin with J.P. Morgan. They say that a recession in 2019 isn't likely, but its probability is rising. Back in March of this year, J.P. Morgan had the chances of a recession in 2019 at 16%. They are now at 35% chance of a recession, all right? They're pointing to rising initial jobless claims, but they're still very, very low, and they still think 35%. Let's go to Bank of America. They say despite jobless claims increasing slightly on a weekly basis, we don't think it's decisive enough enough shift to conclude that the labor market is slowing in a troubling fashion. They believe that there is a very low probability. They're at about 15% of a recession potential in 2019. Well, what about the yield curve inversion, which we have not seen yet? We came within 11 points of that last week. Here's what UBS Global has to say about that. They say that that's a flawed crystal ball. You don't want to have a flawed crystal ball, do you? You want to have a crystal clear crystal ball. In other words, they're saying that an inverted yield curve, if it does invert, does not necessarily mean that we will be headed into a recession. In fact, once it does revert, on average, it's been 24 months until the recession actually occurs. So anyways, they see a 20% chance for a recession in 2019. Now, 2020 is a different story. 2019 begins in just 3 weeks. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Talks Now Radio Hour.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate, with clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show. We are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here. Oh, there's the sound of that crystal clear. It seems like my equipment came unplugged somehow. I don't know how that happened, but it did. And it was running on battery power until battery power failed, which it eventually will. And I watched my modem just snap, crackle, pop, disappear. Well, we troubleshooted the problem. It was an unplugged modem, which is plugged back in now. And so the market plugged back in too. We're up 230 right now on the Dow. Of news of renewed meetings between the Trump administration and the Xi administration of China. We just went through, as we were going into the break, the chances of a recession next year. Well, I see the consensus GDP between 2 to 3% for 2019. That's very important to remember that, because the definition of a recession is two straight quarters of negative growth. Now, I've heard the word earnings recession thrown out. I don't know who did that. I want to say Goldman Sachs. But I looked at the next four quarters, all four quarters of 2019, and right now the comparisons are looking like anywhere from 5 to 10% better than 2018. If you take the first quarter of next year, the second quarter of next year, the third quarter of next year, the fourth quarter of next year, they all average between about 5 to 8% anticipated growth. And for the year 2019, we're looking for about 8 to 10% growth in earnings. And we have all of this pent-up earnings that have occurred here in 2018, which have not been rewarded yet by the market. In fact, the market punished those earnings by dropping the P.E. ratio. The forward P.E. ratio on Friday hit 14.96. The five-year average has been 16.5. So we have a very, very, very cheap market right now. We're also looking now, Goldman Sachs says they only see one interest rate hike next year. Now, these are the two biggest factors that have impacted the market here in 2018 and have held it down. A, we have had too aggressive Fed, according to the market. Look at the tantrum the market threw in October and November. And the China situation, which seems to be seeing a little bit of progress. Next year, with only one rate hike in the offing and a possible resolution to China and earnings that could be anywhere from 8 to 10% greater, and all the pent-up earnings from this year that have not been rewarded, we could be looking at a pretty good 2019. I published my earnings estimates in my latest newsletter. Well, Gunderson, how well have you done with your earnings estimates in the past? Well, look, in 2018, in late 2017, in fact, I started factoring in a tax cut and what impact it would have on S&P 500 earnings. At the time, the street was at $148 for this year in earnings. I said, no, I think we'll get a tax cut, and I think the earnings will come in at about $160 per share. I was $2 off. I put out those estimates 15 months ago. I was within $2 with my mathematics and my models that I built. What do I have for next year? Well, I'll let you get the newsletter and look for yourself. You can go to GundersonCapital.com. One of the weak spots that I see once again in 2019, this is kind of prediction season, with just 3 weeks to go. I see a lot of these big firms coming out with their top pick for 2019 and areas that they think can be exploited in 2019. Well, I think that the bond market is going to continue to be a very dicey venture indeed. I think the bond market is going to continue to be in trouble. I know we've had a bond rally here recently that's taken the 10-year to 2.85. It's narrowed the yield curve to about 15 basis points right now, but I believe that bonds on their own will continue to move lower and interest rates will continue to move higher. And I think junk bonds are especially vulnerable next year. Well, remember that whole story by Bloomberg? Why are you picking on Bloomberg today? Because it makes me mad when they put out stories that really impact the market, and it ends up being completely untrue. Bloomberg put out a major story about Chinese spy chips in Apple equipment and Amazon equipment, and they pointed to Super Microcomputer, SMCI, which went down 60% the day that Bloomberg put out the story. Now, why isn't the SEC after Bloomberg for moving the market big time? Now SMCI has hired people. They've hired an outside investigator, which showed there was no evidence whatsoever of malicious hardware in its current or older motherboards. The company requested the investigation after an October Bloomberg Business Week report says Chinese spies use Supermicro equipment to spy on U.S. tech companies, including Apple, Amazon, and a major telecom. The tech companies and Supermicro denied the story repeatedly at the time. Bloomberg has stood by their story. It moved the markets big time, especially the stocks that were supposedly involved. And there has been absolute... Does that reporter that put out that report for Bloomberg, does he still work? He or she still work for Bloomberg? And I wouldn't be so mad if there haven't been a number of incidences like this coming from the folks at Bloomberg. Well, the budget deficit climbs in its start to a fiscal year. You say, well, January doesn't start for another 3 weeks. Well, our U.S. government is on an October 1st fiscal year, meaning we've already got October in the books and November in the books, all right? The U.S. budget deficit in the first 2 months of fiscal 2019, which began October 1st, was $13 billion, or 6% higher than the previous year, according to the Congressional Budget Office. I'm disappointed that nobody is doing anything. We take in $2 trillion, and we spend $3 trillion every year. How can you continue to do this year after year? The federal debt and deficit have grown dramatically since President Trump took office, a product of tax cuts. Well, the Laffer curve's supposed to kick in here at some point, isn't it? Bipartisan spending and an ongoing growth in mandatory programs like Social Security and Medicare. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. In 2000, it was the technology stocks that brought down the market. In 2008, it was the financial stocks. and the housing market, which was in a bubble status. I think that the next big spill in the market will be somehow, you know, connected to debt and too much of it. Well, we have the issue in Europe going on right now. That's quite a deal. You know, I've talked to some Brits. I have Brits as clients. I have British blood flowing through my veins. Half of my mother's heritage was from Britain, coming over in 1840. And the other half of my mother's heritage was Scottish. So the United Kingdom, I do watch what goes on over there, and they are in a heck of a pickle right now. India's in a pickle. It was a choppy session for Indian assets overnight. The country's ruling party was trailing in a vote count. Of course, they have a pro-business party in there right now with Prime Minister Narendra Modi, but his ruling party is losing its majority here, and India is being thrown into a little bit of turmoil right now. Okay, how about a featured stock of the day? When we come back, I'm going to pick one. I've already chosen it that I'm going to feature, and we'll call it our featured stock of the day. In a market that is up just over 200 points right now. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back. This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free. and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the best stocks now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, we do have good news in the market today, and that is helping. And, of course, yesterday we had a big comeback in the market, down 500 at one point in time, and ended up with a pretty good rally by the end of the day. Wow! Fasten your seatbelt. It's been a wild ride here recently. Fundamentals of the market remain extremely good. The technicals of the market, it looks to me like the market's putting in a bottom. That's what I said at my workshop on both Monday and Wednesday in Arizona. On Monday, I was in Sun City, West Arizona. And on Wednesday, I was at the McDowell Mountain Marriott in North Scottsdale, and I showed the charts of the major averages, the Dow, the S&P 500, the NASDAQ, etc. I talked about the death crosses yesterday between the 50 and the 200 day in several of the major indexes, but I also showed the bottom that looks to be putting in, that the market seems to be putting in here right now, which would, if I'm right, that makes this a very good buying opportunity with, you know, as of Friday, the S&P 14.96 forward PE ratio, 14.96. The five-year average has been 16.5. I also mentioned that China is now 10.5 times forward earnings, which is a multi-year low as far as valuation goes on China. Well, there's some news on one of my stocks here today. I believe in owning the stocks of today, not the stocks of yesteryear. You know, in yesteryear, we used the banks a whole lot more than we use the banks now. Now we use things like PayPal. We use things like a Square. Of course, we use Visa. Almost become a cashless society. And it seems like the banks are being disrupted. That has not been a very good sector to invest in, have the banks. They have been a very poor sector to invest in. And I think they continue, oh, they serve their purpose, but I think they continue to become less and less a part. I mean, you know, Bitcoin took a run at the banks with cryptocurrency. That hasn't worked out so well. But I still believe PayPal is a major disruptor. I do all of my newsletter business via PayPal. I find it very clean and simple to use. I've never had any issues with it that I know of. My money collects there from my subscriptions, and it's gathered there. And I think PayPal is a wonderful type of for what they do. I find it very good. It was spun off by Google, I want to say, at one point. And by the way, Google is testifying today, the CEO is, before Congress on their privacy issues. PayPal is currently a $102 billion market cap company headquartered in San Jose, California. You ever hear of that place? Home of Stanford, home of the San Francisco 49ers these days, home of a lot of different companies. I've driven through San Jose, and you just look at the names on the buildings there, and it's kind of the who's who of the tech sector. Well, PayPal, also headquartered in San Jose. They provide digital and mobile payments on behalf of consumers and merchants worldwide. It's $101 billion company. By contrast, Wells Fargo is now a 230, so it's half the size of Wells Fargo. It's about half the size of J.P. Morgan. Pretty, about one-third the size of J.P. Morgan, about half the size of Bank of America, and it continues to grow. Now, here's the difference. J.P. Morgan has been growing by 6% per year. That's their earnings. Wells Fargo has been growing by 1% per year over the last 5 years. PayPal, on the other hand, has been growing by 19% per year for the last 5 years. Does anything else define as best stock now than the growth rate? I mean, that's a very big factor in finding best stocks now. They're not 1% growers. I'm sorry. There's plenty of those soggy stocks to go around, and they're peddled by a lot of the big wirehouse firms on Wall Street because they know you're comfortable with them. The average investor is comfortable with a big blue chip stock that they recognize the name, but underneath the surface, underneath the hood, is a clunker going 1 mile per hour. When PayPal's going at 19, now look at the last 4 quarters that PayPal has reported here in earnings, plus 31%, plus 30%, plus 26%, plus 26%. PayPal is currently ranked number 542, but it's been number 200 as recently as a month ago. I continue to own PayPal. I have a 5-year valuation on PYPL of $175 per share. The stock is currently trading at 86. I consider it one of the best large cap growth stocks in the entire world. I only have 25 to 30 spots in my premier growth portfolio. PayPal currently takes up one of those spots, and I'm shopping for more. I'm about 50% invested in that portfolio, and I've got about 400 charts to go through here today, and I've got shopping on my mind. I'm making a list, and I'm checking it twice. I'm going to find out which stocks have been naughty or nice. Well, anyways, if you'd like to put me to work looking for you, doesn't matter if you're still in the growth mode, if you're in the conservative growth mode, the ultra-aggressive growth mode, or just a nice kind of, a little more conservative growth and income mode. I am a fee-based money manager, fee-based only. I run 4 portfolios here at Gunderson Capital Management. I do everything I can possibly do to put the best 25 or 30 players on the field in each one of those portfolios at any given point in time. How's your portfolio doing? Do you have the top in your portfolio? I don't know. Maybe you do. If you want me to check it out, 855-611-BEST. Get my newsletter at GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.